This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Janet Vertesi did her Facebook friends a solid over the last 9 months. She did not talk about her pregnancy online all the time. In fact, she asked other people not to talk about it either. And whether she was shopping or looking at WebMD, she tried to be an anonymous user. Janet Vertesi did all of this because she's a sociologist of science and technology at Princeton University, interested in data tracking. Janet, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
So why did you do this?
One of the things I've been increasingly concerned about is the rise of data-driven marketing, that there seems to be this middle layer that has evolved of bots and trackers and cookies on the internet, that they're there to follow you around and see what you're doing and sort of report back on that. And I was also inspired from what I've learned about pregnant women in particular for data-driven marketing, which is that we're an extremely valuable demographic.
Right. 15 times what a non-pregnant woman is.
Basically, 10 to 15 times what a normal consumer is worth.
So tell me about your process.
So when we called our family and friends, and we actually did the sort of old school thing of picking up the phone and calling them, we called everyone and we said, please don't put this on Facebook. We also tried to buy everything in cash.
You also used this Tor network.
I couldn't have done this without Tor. Tor, for those of you that don't know, is a browser that you can use. It anonymizes your browsing.
Popular among the illegal drug trade and pregnant women.
Exactly. Yes. And pregnant women. Yeah. So I used it for babycenter.com, for nameberry.com, because so many of those websites also have trackers and cookies that know that you're visiting so they can follow you around with advertising afterwards.
Were there any consequences that you didn't expect?
One thing that really got us thinking was realizing that so many of the behaviors we had to engage in were the kinds of things that would tag you for criminal behavior, right? Like pulling out copious amounts of cash all over the city, using Tor, anything that we tried to do to avoid tracking is the kind of thing that looks like we're up to no good and not just having a baby.
Obviously, we're talking about you being pregnant now, so we're officially blowing up your spot. So you're going to go back to your pre-pregnancy life of giving up your data to these folks, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, certainly, this was a really difficult experiment, and I would not recommend that other people try it. But what I would recommend is thinking seriously about how and where you want your data to go. So that doesn't mean don't participate in social networks or don't buy anything online. But it does mean I think it's time to think seriously about how and where we want to engage in these kinds of transactions and to offer consumers a choice.
Janet Vertesi is a sociologist of science and technology at Princeton University. Janet, thank you very much.
You're welcome.